From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. With the U.S. government now shut down over a failure to reach a budget deal, federal agencies are beginning to scale back. In the short term, the impact packs less of a punch, with the shutdown starting on a weekend when most government employees are off. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
The government last shut down in October 2013 after a similar standoff. National parks were closed then, upsetting many tourists and causing a $500 million loss in visitor spending. Though White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney said on Friday those parks would remain open this time around. Smithsonian museums along the National Mall were expected to stay open through Sunday before closing on Monday. Like in 2013, the IRS will close and likely delay tax refunds this year. Most employees in the Departments of Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security are considered essential and will remain on duty.
And the government may be heading into shutdown, but the Senate's not shutting down.
Congress was reconvening on Saturday to resume negotiations, though with Republicans and Democrats blaming each other for the shutdown, it's unknown how long it will be before they reach a deal.
The president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, said Saturday that North and South Korean teams will march together at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games next month under a Korean unification flag.
This was not an easy journey, but thanks to the commitment of everyone here today, I'm happy to announce that athletes from the NOC of the DPRK will participate in the Olympic Winter Games Pyeongchang 2018.
The International Olympic Committee hosted a four-party meeting Saturday about North Korea and South Korean participation. This is VOA News.